There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Paldo brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Seven locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personally in, or take your, they'll take your personal injury case personally. LGKG.com. Ray, who are the Steelers rooting for tonight, the Bengals or Ravens?
You know, if it's me, I want the division title in play.
Yes.
I think if the Ravens take another loss, and then you even look forward, you got the Ravens at home. I mean, they potentially, if they lose tonight and the Steelers beat them, they're 2.5 games ahead of the Ravens. So that's the direction I want to go, but I fully understand the Bengals being a very dangerous team. Don't really want to let a team like that in the playoffs. You'd much rather have a Broncos type of a team there. So I get it, but I want the division title in the higher seed and play in December and January. So that's the way I'm leaning there.
Hey, Ray, just hypothetically, since we're thinking about potential matchups, if you could give Mike Tomlin truth serum and then ask him who would you rather see in a playoff game, the Bengals or the Ravens, who do you think he would say? Rather play against.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard one, Chris. They've had a lot of success recently against Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson doesn't really – his playoff record doesn't scare me. While Joe Burrow obviously has a track record in the playoffs. I mean, I would probably say Bengals just because I don't think their roster is as good overall as the Ravens is. But that's a tough one. Put it this way. As long as Joe Burrow has a healthy T. Higgins and a healthy Ja'Marr Chase, the answer might be the Bengals. But, that's a coin flip there.
Ray, in light of the Chuba Hubbard signing, should the Steelers regret not picking up Najee's fifth-year option?
I don't think they're sitting back and, you know, worrying about the way the Carolina Panthers do business. I mean, that's their prerogative. Other teams are handing out $8 million deals, you know, to their running backs. That's fine.
I think agents care about that and then use it as leverage for their guys.
Yeah, I totally get it, but I think Jaylen Warren's going to be a restricted free agent next year. Cordarrelle Patterson is under contract. You could always draft a running back. I mean, I get it. Najee Harris is having a really good year. The temptation might be there to go back to him and say, will you come back for this number? But, I mean, $8 million a year for a guy who, you know, is going to split carries or split playing time, I don't know. Every team is different. You know, maybe Hubbard is going to play 75-80% of the snaps. That's just not the way the Steelers have managed their backfield in recent years.
Ray, how much in the way of snap counts do you expect Mike Williams and Preston Smith to get in this game this Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think Preston Smith is in a different situation because I don't expect Nick Herbig to play, so I think they're probably cramming with Preston right now, getting him up to speed with the playbook. If Herbig is down, which I expect, would be Jeremiah Moon and Preston Smith, and I think you play each of those guys, 10, 15, 20 snaps, depending on how it goes. The Mike Williams thing, I don't think they're going to work him in a lot. Like, if you look at DeAndre Hopkins' first game, I think he had 2 catches for 29 yards. You saw what happened last week with Deontay. I mean, don't have high expectations for Mike Williams this week. I do think you'll see that grow week to week. If I had to put a number on snap counts this week, if he does dress, I'm going to say 12 to 15.
Ray, do you think that Mike Williams is the wide receiver version of Russell Wilson, meaning Russell Wilson was just a bad fit in Denver, and Mike Williams was just a bad fit in New York and is actually still a really good receiver?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard Williams' interview with us yesterday. I mean,
oh, my God, he went out of his way to bury Aaron Rodgers. It was incredible. We loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I was there. I didn't take it as burying him. I just thought it was, like, truth. Like, that's the way he is. He's very detailed, and they could never get on the same page. So
I mean, when you say, you know, I'm excited to play with a leader and say leader repeatedly, it's hard not to infer that he's bashing his old quarterback who basically didn't want him to practice with the team anymore.
Hey, listen, I mean, if Rodgers deserves that, if Mike really feels that way, you know, calling him out, and it's not like Mike Williams is some, you know, some retread. I mean, that guy's
correct.
Like, he's got some pedigree. He's got a couple thousand-yard seasons under his belt. I know. What was the question? I forget what the question was.
No, is he the version of Russell Wilson where they're going to get a lot more out of him than New York did because of the fit?
Yeah, I mean, the potential is there. The tough thing for Mike is he's coming off an ACL injury, didn't have a spring or a summer, had that experience in New York, and now you're asking him to come in and learn on the fly here. That's why I'm tempering expectations for him in the early stages. I do think, like Mike said this yesterday, you want to build this. They acquired these guys for the rest of the journey. So if he's not a factor in week 9, maybe he's a factor in week 12. Maybe he's a big part of the offense in week 14, 15, 16, when you really need him, and then going into the playoffs.
Ray, what would be, in your opinion, an acceptable last 9 games record for the Steelers? Like, what are you kind of gearing towards? You know, you don't know who's going to get injured, but they go 4-5. Is that good enough over these last 9?
I think 5-4, if you want to be in contention for the North. I think 4-5, if you want to be comfortably in the playoffs.
What do you think they're capable of based on what you've seen so far this year?
I think 5-4 is doable. Those 2 games against the Browns, I know division games, you know, you say maybe you split, but they're trading away half their roster. I mean, they should sweep the Browns. And let's say they just split with the Bengals and the Ravens. So that's 4 right there. Then all you got to do over the last couple is beat the one of the 3, the Commanders, the Eagles, or the Chiefs. I think that's really doable. I know things can go in any direction when you're talking about playing the Ravens and the Bengals. None of those are gimmies. But, yeah, I think 5-4 and finishing 11-6 will give you a great shot of getting a home playoff game.
I don't want to give you the easy answer of, well, they're going to ease them back in against Washington. So I'll ask you about the following game against Baltimore. By the time we get to the Ravens game, who will be getting more snaps at nickel corner, Beanie Bishop or Cam Sutton?
I'm going to go Cam Sutton, but
wow. Guys,
you have to understand that you have to understand they are going to move Cam Sutton around, and it's going to be a week-to-week thing. Cam Sutton's a really good guy in all situations, too. I mean, Beanie's good in run defense, so maybe he's got that.
But, Ray, when you say move him around, I mean, that means Dante Jackson and Deshaun Elliott are going to get fewer snaps?
No, like DeMonte KZ, his snaps might be up for grabs. You know,
Edmonds
had a role the last couple of weeks. You know, guys like that. I mean, listen, when they acquired Cam Sutton in July, it was to play slot corner. Let's face it. Beanie Bishop has come on and had 2 really good games, but would we be having this conversation at all if Cam Sutton had a 6-game suspension and was due to come back after the Cowboys game? So let's let Beanie play it out. If he's hot, keep him in there. But eventually, I think the bulk of the snaps in the slot are going to go to Sutton. But I'm telling you, they're not going to go to Sutton right away. I mean, Beanie's going to have to maybe, you know, come back to play to the mean, and you know, Sutton's going to have to prove his worth too. I mean, he hasn't played since the NFC Championship game last January, so you know it's going to take some time as well.
Ray, this is just an off-the-board question for you.
Ooh, I like those.
Just kind of one that popped into my head.
Is this like the free association game
plays? No. It's not annoying
tomorrow.
Like that. Yeah.
Isn't Donnie in on that now?
I think he is, but I think Starkey plays that game by himself. All right, Ray, here we go. We're going to play.
Donnie, does Starkey let you sneak in questions for Ray during that?
Maybe once, but not really. I normally just let Joe do his thing.
Okay.
Ray,
let Joe cook.
I'm not saying that this is going to happen, and I'm this guy's biggest backer, and I'm even admitting it's unlikely. How much of a lift or a boost for them would it be if Broderick Jones could even pass block at an average level these last nine games?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. It's funny because if you look at the guys on that line, he's the guy with the most pedigree, and he struggled the most. I mean, even Ryan McCollum came into the lineup, and you look at the, you know, you look at the way he played. You know, he was playing better than Broderick Jones was. So eventually, guys, the light bulb is going to go off. Eventually, he's going to be a really good player in this league. Steelers obviously want that to happen this season rather than next season. But you know, Pat Meyer said it last week. He is still young. He didn't play a lot in college. Sometimes it takes time for these guys to, you know, to develop and, you know, get their feet under themselves. So, you know, they've actually been fine with him playing at that level. If he could play at a different level, that would mean better running game and better pass protection for Russ as they hit their stride here. So that would be huge if that happened.
Ray, what's the explanation now that Russell Wilson is back in there for the lack of production from Freiermuth?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's only two games, guys, so I'm not gonna bang on Russ just because Pat hasn't been involved in two games. I think a lot of that's on Arthur Smith. And, I mean, I was just looking at the numbers today, the way he spreads the ball around. You know, I mean, Pickens is top, 58 targets. He's by far the top. But, like, Najee has a bunch of targets. You know, Van Jefferson has 21. Austin has 25. I mean, he does like to spread it around. Does it hurt guys like Freiermuth? Yeah, it does, because if you're a legit number two or number three option in an offense, you know, that's going to hurt you eventually. But they're paying that guy too much money for him to be, you know, a bit player. So eventually that's going to spike, that's going to increase. But I'm with you. It's got to happen sooner rather than later. And maybe that off week was a good time to kind of retool and look at the way they're doing things, because that guy's definitely got to be more involved in the offense.
Ray, do you have the Steelers going to 7-2 this Sunday in D.C.?
I do. I think they go down there. If there's one weakness on the Commanders, and they, you know, I think Jaden Daniels is the real deal. I think that offense is for real. They don't stop the run very well. And if you look at what the way the Steelers won games before Wilson took over, you know, they could limit possessions. So if you play keep away from Jaden Daniels, you know, Najee has a big game. You know, make a couple of big plays in the passing game. I think you can win, you know, like 27-24, 24-20, something like that. So I, you know, if they get into a shootout with them, I don't know. But if they can limit the possessions and don't let Jaden Daniels be on the field all that much, I think they got a real chance at winning.
Ray Fittipaldo with us. Check him out in the Post-Gazette and listen to him tomorrow with Donnie and Joe. It's supposed to be at 11, but usually the interview starts at 11:19. Thank you, Ray.
That is correct. All right, guys, see you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com